This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. David Weekly Homes, I'm looking forward to this conversation.
I am too. Eric's been a friend for a long time, and it's shocking to me that we've been on air for 5 years and haven't had him here yet.
So he's been a friend that long, and you're just having him on the show? Wow.
Bad.
Well, let's get to it. We're joined by Eric Price. He's the division president of David Weekly Homes. Eric, welcome to the show, finally.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's good to have you. Before we get into all the cool stuff that David Weekly Homes is up to these days, take a quick minute. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
I grew up here in the Atlanta area, went to the University of Georgia, started in home building as soon as I graduated in the early 80s. So I've been doing this for almost 35 years.
Wow. That's a long time.
It is.
Yeah. And just now on the show.
Now his career has met its cap stuff.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit about David Weekly Homes.
Well, David Weekly founded the company in 1976. So we just celebrated our 40th anniversary last year. So we're starting our 41st year. We're in 22 cities across the United States. So it's the largest privately held home builder in the United States.
Wow.
And, you know, and we believe in keeping it private. That's David's philosophy. So,
well, gosh, well, first of all, congratulations on the 40th anniversary and now into your 41st year. I suspect there's a reason for that longevity. Talk about what makes David Weekly Homes so special and different.
I think it's really our brand promise about design, choice, and service, and really emphasizing the service side, both before the closing of the home and well after the closing of the home. We believe that, you know, if we inherently caused a problem with the home, or, you know, it's a gray area, we're always going to lean toward the customer.
It's nice to have that customer-centric approach, for sure.
No doubt.
So I know you build in a variety of areas in Metro Atlanta. Let's just talk about some of your communities that are out there. Vining's Brook
in the Smyrna area. We're doing a unique product that we call our Central Living product. It's 3 and 4 story single family homes, 2-car garage, in the range of the high 200s to the 400s.
It's a nice price point for Smyrna.
Yeah.
It's not a townhome product, so it allows us to have windows and some daylight on the side of the homes, and the customers really like that.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to hear about Governor's Town Club. Tell us about that one.
Governor's Town Club, we're actually in the closeout mode. We've got 2 finished showcase homes, both on the golf course, from $599 to the second one is in the mid-600s. And it's been a great community for us, but we're finishing up, and that's the last 2 homes.
Well, there's not much left in Governor's Town Club in general, is there? I mean, the community's been around for a while.
It has. I do think there's another investor bought a pretty big section that was left, but I don't know what they're doing with it. Yeah. We're not part of that yet.
Yeah.
Well, me thinks the 2 golf course communities are homes are not going to last very
long. Not going to last very long. It's a beautiful community. And then you're building at the Reserve at Old Atlanta. Let's talk about that.
Reserve at Old Atlanta is in the South Forsyth area, right on Old Atlanta Road, next to St. Marlowe Country Club. It's really sought after. We have 149 lots that we equally share with Trayton Homes, and it's in the Lambert High School District. So it is very sought after because of the high school scores and things like that. We were priced there from the high fives and all the way into the eights. It's a gated community, fully amenitized.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the amenities are. So swim, tennis,
clubhouse, walking trails.
Nice.
Full amenity package.
Yeah, that's a really neat area. Mm-hmm. Now, is that the track that used to be the horse farm way back in the day?
I'm not sure what the background. Yeah. We did buy it from an individual, and it did have a lot of pastures and everything, but I've never seen the horses there.
Yeah.
All right. Eric, Carol, and I will return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes 3 main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Eric Price, Division President of David Weekly Homes. All right, so we just talked about three communities that you're currently building and one almost closed out. Any new communities you want to share with us?
Yes, we've got a new exciting one in the city of Decatur. It'll be called South Decatur Village. We'll have more of our central living product. It'll be a combination of 3 and 4 story single family and some townhomes, and it'll be in the 400 to 500 price range, but really excited about it. The city of Decatur is known for its great schools and great restaurants and lifestyle in that area. So I think it'll be a huge success for us.
I would think so.
What else do you have on the horizon?
We're in a new piece off of a Roger Street in the city of Kirkwood, also in the city of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We'll have a 23 townhome community there that will be in the 400 price range and all townhomes, and we'll be That area, again, with all the restaurants and the revitalization that's going on there has really been exciting. So I think both of those communities are going to do very well for us and should be online late fourth quarter and early 2018.
Outstanding. Any other communities?
We do have a few more. We've got one that we're working on zoning in the city of Marietta, just off the Marietta Square, that would be what we call an encore product neighborhood for empty nesters. It would also be a gated community in the threes, all ranch type homes with some story and a half mixed in, but master living on the first floor and in a kind of a lock and go lifestyle. So they can be near their grandkids and also, you know, do traveling, those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, we've got one Heritage at Town Lake off 575 in the Town Lake area. And it's also going to be, it's fully developed, so it'll be opening up in May. We'll have 95 lots there, also an encore community gated, and they'll also be in the 300s. So we're looking forward to all these new additions.
Oh yeah,
we've also got one last track of land we were able to put under contract with the original developer at our Belmont site in Smyrna, and we're glad to have that because that'll give us an additional 50 home sites to finish up Belmont with down the road.
Yeah, that's a nice location too. Well, let's talk about some of your custom options and what you call flex space.
Well, I guess I'd start by saying we're in the process of building a new design center that will be open here in Sandy Springs. It'll be our first freestanding design center, and that'll be come online in June.
Oh, wow.
And so it'll have a full array of custom options and all the things that we offer the customer. We also do what we call flex options, which are pre-programmed options. It might be extra bedroom, study, rec room, extra bathrooms, different garage configurations, just a lot of different configurations per the plan that are already figured out. So it's kind of a customer can pick and choose what they like the best to meet their lifestyle in the home. So
that's really nice.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. Anything else we should be looking forward to from David Weekly Homes 2017, 2018?
I think you're going to see a lot of growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's really what we're targeting by the end of 17 going into 18. We hope to have 10 plus neighborhoods open for sale. And we still feel like Atlanta is a terrific market and will stay a terrific market. You just got to pick out the right areas with the right schools and whatever you're targeting for that customer. And as long as you're doing that, the growth, with the airport and the climate and everything, although it is freezing today, but it's, we see a lot of growth here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm still eyeing one of those golf course community homes on Governor's Town Club. So,
well, we can hook you right up.
I bet you can. All right. Well, Eric, before we let you go, should anyone have any questions on any of these great communities or want to learn more about David Weekly Homes, how do they find you?
404-789-3033. And we have our advisor that can help and answer any questions. You can also go to our davidweeklyhomes.com website and get any information on anything in Atlanta or any of our other cities across the country.
Outstanding. Eric Price, Division President of David Weekly Homes. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're no longer a... you're now a veteran of this show, so thanks for making that happen. All right.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Eric Price, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.